Cape Cod's population is aging. At the same time, the region has fewer and fewer working professionals to take care of the elderly. That shortage has been a factor in a number of nursing homes closing on the Cape and South Coast earlier this year. A large part of the nursing home workforce is made up of certified nursing assistants, also known as CNAs, workers who are the first line of caretakers for the elderly. WCAI's Sarah Mises-Tan reports.
Walk around with me and see if anybody needs help with anything. If not, we can make beds and clean up rooms.
It's another busy day for a group of nursing assistants in training at the Cape Cod Nursing Home in Buzzards Bay. Claire Jevnik is one of the trainees, and she's helping to assist a resident get dressed.
All right. Can we get you a towel so you don't get your shirt wet? All right. I'll put this right here real quick, okay? I'll be right back.
Jevnik is learning how to do a job that's in high demand on the Cape, but one that not many people want to do. She's helping nursing home patients do things their own family members may not want to help with, things like changing their clothes, bathing them, feeding them.
That's what I thought was going to be like the most uncomfortable, is like kind of just getting in somebody's personal space. Just because, you know, you're like, you think about it with yourself, you're so used to doing it by yourself, so having somebody else do it for you is very odd. And also having to do it for somebody else is very odd too.
But Heather Meyer, the training coordinator for the Cape Cod Nursing Home, says nursing assistants are critical members of the staff, especially for residents.
Many times we are the only people that they see in a day. So we're their pseudo-grandchildren, and we help them get through their day and try and make their day an enjoyable one.
A typical nursing assistant position pays minimum wage, $12 an hour for Massachusetts. Nursing homes say this is because of low Mass Health and Medicare reimbursement rates. And Meyer says in an expensive place like the Cape, this wage makes it especially hard to retain employees.
Honestly, you can't drive by a facility without seeing CNA's needed placard out front.
Across the Commonwealth, we are facing severe shortages of CNAs, certified nursing assistants working in nursing facilities.
That's Tara Gregorio of the Massachusetts Senior Care Association, an industry group that represents nursing homes across the state.
But it's particularly severe in Barnstable County, Cape Cod, where we have the highest at 20.8% of CNA positions vacant, or 200 empty positions.
She says it's always difficult to attract nursing assistants.
But the demographic of younger people who can fill these positions is declining on Cape Cod, and so we really need to be creative.
That creative approach means recruiting nursing assistants with free in-house training programs that offer a job afterward, like the program at the Cape Cod Nursing Home. Bill Bogdanovich, the director of Broadreach Health Nursing Homes in Chatham, says especially on the Cape, openings for nursing assistants are often in direct competition with better-paying seasonal jobs.
The availability of seasonal jobs where pay can be quite an enticement makes it harder here than in other parts of the state. In addition, I think housing is probably the single biggest differentiator.
Broadreach also runs its own in-house training program, but it's been taking things a step further. Bogdanovich has been recruiting candidates from Puerto Rico to supplement the workforce, and the program has about 20 affordable housing units it offers to assistants.
I'll just scoot you over there.
Every bit helps, but in the end, the job is still tough.
All right. I'll see you later, all right, buddy?
Back in Buzzards Bay, Kevin Lima is another nursing assistant in training. He says at first he was nervous, but he's getting the hang of it. He's in his final day of training today.
The hardest part for me, I will say, is showering, taking them a shower. Because some residents could get like aggressive. Some residents think they could do, like, they could take their own showers. Like, so yeah, they'll just like refuse me.
But he says he's ready to get started and that he loves taking care of people.
I just have a lot of energy and like, I can do it.
Lima is a senior this year at Dennis Yarmouth High School and plans to pick up evening shifts from 3 to 11 at night after school. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.
Nursing homes across the Cape and the islands are facing a dire staffing shortage, particularly for certified nursing assistants, known as CNAs. These workers are considered the backbone of nursing home staff, caring directly for residents. WCAI's Sarah Mises-Tan tells us how one startup company based in Quincy is trying to alleviate the problem. They're trying to make hiring a CNA a lot like calling an Uber.
Rebecca Bessie has been a certified nursing assistant for 15 years, but in the last year, she started to do her job a little differently, using an app called IntelliCare.
All right, this is the app that we have. It tells me every place that's available. They're looking for somebody for $15.50 at Plymouth. You hit the app, tells you where to go, what unit.
IntelliCare has been described as the gig economy for nursing assistants. And like many gig economy workers, Bessie works full-time but uses the app to pick up shifts when she's not at her regular job at a nursing home in Wareham.
And if I actually wanted to, I'd hit accept, punch in my code, and it would let me in.
One of the benefits to using the app is that it pays better than a typical nursing home rate. Rates through IntelliCare average about $18 an hour, and there's surge pricing for high-demand shifts. This is in comparison to an in-house nursing assistant who might make closer to $12 to $15 an hour.
See, Buzz's Bay right now is $20 on the 21st. It's what? Well, it's Saturday. It's the weekend. Nobody wants to work a weekend, especially on the Cape.
Chris Caulfield is one of the creators of IntelliCare. He got the idea for the app while he was a nursing coordinator at a home. Before IntelliCare, when nursing staff canceled last minute, other full-time staff would have to work overtime to fill in. He says he saw how this was stressing staff, sometimes causing people to quit.
I saw, you know, my fellow colleagues being mandated to stay extra shifts, and they were suffering from, you know, taking shifts that didn't have enough staff to take care of the amount of residents.
He doesn't think it's a good idea for nursing homes to be staffed entirely by IntelliCare, but he says his app can be a bridge between an understaffed and a well-staffed nursing home. He says an over-reliance on temporary workers...
It just wouldn't work. It would be dangerous, but the balance of 5% or 10% to make sure that your own staff is not being turned over and burned out, and also making sure that you're delivering care and not being extremely short-staffed is very important.
State Senator Julian Sear has been spearheading a report about unique challenges nursing homes on Cape Cod face. He says even with creative solutions like IntelliCare, he's worried nursing homes on Cape Cod are at a higher risk for closing.
The need for skilled nursing services is only going to increase, and I'm particularly concerned about further closures of nursing homes, especially in the extremities of the region, right? So the Outer Cape, on the islands, places where we only have maybe one or two nursing homes, and those are particularly under financial stress.
There are six nursing homes currently signed up to use IntelliCare on the Cape, and about 400 nursing assistants who use it in the region. But the workforce shortage is so bad in some places that sometimes there just isn't in-house nursing staff to fill every shift, even if there aren't cancellations. Nursing assistant Rebecca Bessie says sometimes she shows up to a facility where almost the whole staff is there from IntelliCare.
One of the places I worked, you pretty much worked with IntelliGroup and then maybe one main CNA, if you're lucky. That does make it hard because you're walking into not knowing any of the residents. Granted, most of the care is about the same and wherever you go, it's just that you need to know how to approach the resident, how to handle some of their outbursts.
She says she doesn't know what would fix the shortage, but she does think better pay could help.
The industry itself is a tough one. I mean, you're walking through the door, you're not knowing what you're walking into. I mean, some people say more money at times. I mean, my sister-in-law works at Cumbie's and makes more money than I do.
Earlier this year, state legislation put $50 million towards helping nursing homes offset their financial strain. But advocates say a lot more money is needed to properly address the challenge, as Massachusetts nursing homes collectively face a shortfall of about $360 million each year. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.